Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, composed with love by my nephew Miles Debastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Unfortunately, my beautiful co-host and producer, Nicole, can't join me tonight. She's busy helping her mom put their dog to sleep, and I'm so sorry that she has to go through this tonight, and she would be here if she could, and I'm sure she would much prefer to be here. It's not easy to do what she has to be doing. Our prayers and love are with Nicole, as always. I'm glad that you're all joining us tonight on this beautiful day. We've been very blessed in New York to have wonderful, wonderful weather. And I see that we already have a lot of callers tonight, so I'm going to dig right in. Of course, bear with me, because when Nicole's here, everything runs a little bit smoothly, but we'll hope that her angels of light will help me tonight. I'm going to go over to a 516 number. The last three digits are 522. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, and who is this?
This is Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you tonight? I think you've called in before. We remember you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to refresh my memory, but I do remember that you have been going through some housing difficulties, finding a place to live. And, and you, since we talked, I think you said you had rented an apartment that was very small, correct?
Well, I rented the apartment a year ago, and I gave notice that I was going to move 6 months ago. It's a really bad apartment. And I thought 6 months was plenty of time, but I still haven't found anything. The prices have soared, I think, since, you know, the last couple of months. And I'm just getting a little nervous because they now expect to hold me to my date, which was 2 weeks ago.
And do they have the apartment rented?
No, it's not a legal apartment. And there's a lot of issues with it. It's a really bad place. There's a lot of things wrong with it, and they say they're going to tear it down on Monday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not so sure they're going to do that, these people, but whatever.
Yeah, it's not a good situation.
No, it isn't. And, of course, have you just been looking on Craigslist, or have you been looking...
Yeah. Everywhere.
Okay.
Craigslist every second of every day. Today's my first day off in a long time. I was everywhere today. Real estate agents. And what I'm finding are more expensive than the apartment that I gave up last year.
Right. And that was a very small one, correct?
Well, it's
small for what your needs are.
Well, no, the one I gave up was fine. I was there for 11 years, but, you know, I had that year where I couldn't afford it and I had to leave.
Oh, but the apartment you're in now is too small.
Oh, it's too small. It's got a lot of violations.
Okay.
And it's also extremely noisy. They have kids upstairs and it's nonstop banging and something. And,
okay. This looks very good here for you. Do you have plans for what you're going to be doing if it doesn't come through, you know, by Monday, place to live?
I have no options. That's why I'm a little nervous. I know I'm trying to be calm right now, but I
right. And again, you don't have to move out. You realize that they would have to get
I
the sheriff
legally,
to evict you at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and again,
I
because it's an illegal apartment, they really don't have a leg to stand on. And anyone who has an illegal apartment, by the way, if you take them to court, they immediately lose. You know, it's illegal to begin with. So
yeah, I didn't
They're not going to, they're just intimidating you. If I would advise you to be very calm about it and tell them, look, I'm looking, I expect to be out of here, but I don't have a place. They can try to make your life miserable, but if they try to, you know, throw you out of there, it's not so easy for them to do it. I mean, if they call the police and say, well, you're in there and you don't belong, it's, you know, you have mail that says you live there, mail there.
No, I don't get mail here. Because I, you know, I didn't trust them, so I have a, you know, I have mail delivered elsewhere. But this is my first experience with such a thing. Apparently Long Island has a lot of them, and I didn't know about these things until I took this place. You know, illegal.
Have you been Googling online, because there's certain stuff
everything.
They can't do? Okay, but in terms of what they can do to you, do you have anything that says this is your legal address? Because you're going to need that if they call the police.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you have a lease?
I just have the checks I write to them. I refuse to pay them cash. I write them a check.
Okay, because if you had paid them cash, you'd really be in trouble.
Yeah,
okay. Do you have rent in the memo and stuff like that, and copies of the checks?
Well, it's a pattern, you know, and I'm actually delinquent. I didn't pay them this month. Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't matter. But the point is, you do have something that shows that you've been living here.
Yeah,
because they could turn around and call the police and say, I don't know what she's doing here. She doesn't belong here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know. But I know the rules. I know that they can't do anything, but I do want to be out. I don't want to be here. And I'm just wondering if I was just hoping maybe the cards would show that one of the leads I've been following might come through.
Right. They're looking very promising here. Yes. And it may take a few weeks, but at that point, as long as you're letting them know you're moving, and are you packing up so it looks like you plan on really moving?
Yeah, I never unpacked. But since I'm here a year, and I have not unpacked. The only thing that's out, I knew from the beginning, but, you know, a year goes by so fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You're right. It does.
Yeah, so I'm just nervous.
But I see you living in, is another one in a home that you're looking for, someone's house?
I prefer not. I really would like to go back to a building where, you know, I have a real apartment and privacy and, you know, a community. But right this minute, I'm not there yet. And I do plan on leaving New York next year. But I need something in the meantime.
Right. And I am seeing you getting something in very soon. Don't be surprised. They're going to give you a hard time. But if you're nice about it and, you know, just let them know you got something, you'll be out of here.
Yeah.
They can't do much. So they're just going to make you uncomfortable, but bear with it. Mm. But you're not going to be out on the street, so don't worry about that.
Okay, all right. And,
but
I do see
something good. And again, are you looking a little further from where you live now?
I did. Yeah. I looked. I actually could have had another place, but it was like it was in a very unfamiliar neighborhood. All my friends are here, you know, and it's just, it's nice to be, all my friends are within like 5-10 miles of here where I am. And I don't want to go too far all by myself for a year, you know, and the prices are not that much lower in other, you know, unless I go way out, you know, out east, but I know no one, you know.
Right, of course. No, it looks very promising. Don't get discouraged. Your cards are good.
Okay.
It looks promising.
Thanks.
You're going to get through this. Nothing bad in your cards. You will find a nice place.
Okay.
You have to certainly email me at cindybella@verizon.net and tell me when this happens, because it looks really good. You have a lot of divine guidance watching over you. And
that's great. Yeah.
Just know that it's going to happen, and you needed to get out of there. And I do see a successful move next year, further from New York in general.
Yes, down south. I made up my mind. I'm definitely going, but I'm not there yet. So I need a place for now.
Right. Exactly.
But you know, it has to be livable where I can sleep at night. They have not let me sleep in a year, and you know my health issues. Everything's gotten worse.
Right. And stress will do that for autoimmune disorders.
Yeah, lack of sleep. But
lack of sleep.
Yeah.
And again, you want a little bit of quiet. That's coming. You actually have good cards, so hopefully you will relax on it. I'm looking forward to hearing your good news about your move.
I will.
You know, let me know about it.
I can't wait for my next reading. I'm scheduling that. As soon as I get settled, I'm scheduling my next reading as well.
I can't wait to talk to
Ida. I will email you. Yeah,
but you do
a while
have good cards. You do have good cards,
okay,
to relax on it.
So
that's
it looks like
the most important
thing.
Something
might come up by the summer, before
sooner
the summer.
Sooner than that.
Yeah, because that's really.
It looks like toward June, and some of the apartments people vacate this time of year. So, June is a big moving month, so it's a good time for to find something.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Because I looked
good
at something
luck
today.
To you.
Yeah.
And you did look.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Good luck. Thank you so much. And
I will. Thanks for the good, the good karma. And
good, and you have it already. You're so hardworking.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. I'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. Now, I'm going over to a 510 number. You've been waiting a long time. You are on the air. It's Cindy, and thanks for calling in.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
And who are you?
My name's Annie.
Hi, Annie. You've been so patient. And are you calling from California?
I am.
Okay, good. So we love our California callers. Now, you must have something on your mind tonight, or you wouldn't have waited so patiently for almost a half an hour. So we do see the time. You really signed on before me. I'm like, thank God we have the callers signed on before me. It's terrible to do a show all by yourself. It's a lonely place.
Yeah. I'm here with you.
Okay, now ask your question or share with us what you need guidance on.
Let's see. I guess marriage and marriage.
Okay. And that you want to be married?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you, by the way?
34.
Okay. Your generation tends to be the commitment phobics. It's the booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups. Even if you didn't start out as a commitment phobe, it sometimes happens because, it's hard to find your, people ready to commit, but you definitely have a marriage in the future. Try not to worry about it so much. You ended a relationship not that long ago?
Yes.
Okay, and it had to come to an end. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I knew. I knew, okay. Yeah, for a long time, but some people, I just stayed a lot longer than I should have.
Right, and again, that's because people like the devil they know, and there's always the hope that it had started out good, even though it's not great now, maybe we could fix it. But after a while, you realize you can't fix a relationship on your own. I mean, he loved you, that guy, but, moving forward with him wasn't going to happen. And there is a certain period of mourning for the end of a relationship that's necessary. And also because you stayed with him longer than you should have, you have to understand that we do alter some of the time frame of things, and we do have about 30 soulmates on the planet, and God doesn't bring two at the same time. And you stay with that guy longer, and now just be a little patient, because he's definitely going to be brought here. There's children in the future as well. Do you want them too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
There, and believe me, God knows you have a biological clock ticking. So, it's not like he's going to wait 20 years for this. It's really very close. You're a little bit sabotaging the laws of attraction. And it's funny, I just did a reading on the phone for a beautiful girl about your age. And, you're all getting this like doomsday. Oh, I almost never can see it. I don't think I'm ever going to get married. Like, you're getting so you can't see it. You have to see it. You have to see yourself married. You have to see yourself with children and practice the laws of attraction by manifesting that wonderful film of what your ideal life would be. And you're worrying a little bit too much about it. Are you doing anything to find someone?
No, right now. No, okay. Right now I'm just trying to work on myself and, on my life. And I'm hoping through that it will come.
Right. And again, you also, working on yourself is very, very important, because the more issues we can heal on our own, when our soulmate love comes and the other unhealed issues seem to surface when we're in the arms of our beloved, maybe because for the first time in the history of our life we feel safe, the more that you can do your inner homework prior to it, the better. But you do need to get out there and meet some new friends, meet some new people. It may not be that you're going to meet this guy for a year or two, but normally you can almost always trace how you ran into your soulmate. It usually did take maybe a year or two for it to be brought into alignment. So some of the people you could be meeting now would be helpful to, you know, sort of bringing your life in that direction where you could meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think you have to be perfect before you meet your soulmate. You know,
okay.
And try not to spend too much time. You know, unfortunately with your generation, you do something that I don't think any other generations have done. I mean, my generation, we got our hearts broken. A few months later, we were back out in the game. I know with my daughter, she's 32. She hasn't had a date in 5 years. I mean, it's like, that's a long time. Do you know what I mean? To, like, mourn for the end of something or stay. And, you know, a lot of your generation say, oh, am I getting older? I'm never going to find anybody. It's probably 40% of your generation isn't in a relationship. They're home watching TV. They're by themselves. So it's not like there's a shortage of people out there. There's a lot, but you have to make a little effort to find it. And he's definitely coming sooner than later. It's a very good year ahead from you, from this May to the next May. Try not to beat yourself over the head about having stayed too long in the last relationship. How long were you actually with him?
Oh, a long time, like almost 8 years.
Okay, because relationships tend to work in five-year cycles. The last 3 years were probably, you know, mercy killing, sort of weaning off of each other. And and you have to picture it at the five-year mark where you were getting some guidance to end it, the universe probably had another soulmate ready for you. Mm-hmm. That guy appears to have already been brought in alignment with somebody else because, you know, they can't wait forever. But there is, you know, there is another one coming right up here. And again, you know, it is what it is. You learn what you had to learn. Have you seen the patterns of behavior of dysfunction you may have learned from your own family? Are you seeing some of that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because we always have to relive our parents' marriage. So, you know, now that you've gotten that out of your system, you're ready to start your own real, true marriage with your soulmate, that heart, soul, mind, body, committed love. And not to judge our parents, because only 1% of Americans are maintaining soulmate love. So it's not surprising that most of our parents haven't done it. So let's be the first generations that do it and really coming. So relax on it. You have really, really good cards. I have you stopped talking to him yet, though? Because he looks like he's still in the picture a little bit. Are you texting one foot in, one foot out?
Yeah, well, because he's part of my family since we've been together for so long. You know, he's at my functions and things like that, so...
Right.
Yeah.
You need to sort of like understand that toxic love, and it got a little bit on the toxic side here, is an addiction. And it's kind of really just, you know, breaking away from him because, you know, he's, you know, going to hang around hoping you don't find anybody else. And in, you know, a moment of weakness, he can pounce back on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to realize that even your family isn't helping any by keeping him around.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of it is our families try to entrap us in their dysfunction. I mean, why should you have a happy marriage? Nobody else does. You know, they almost want to keep us in that energy of dysfunction.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's a little sabotaging on their part, too. And
so do you see him coming within the year?
Yeah, I see him coming probably by the time next May is here. You would have had met him and well underway in the relationship. So be a little bit patient, but get yourself out there this summer. You know, go to some events, you know, even lectures and libraries or events that you're interested in. It's not your ulterior motive isn't to meet somebody. It's to, you know, enjoy that night. And wouldn't it be nice if you met some new friends or he were there, but not going to places just to meet somebody, going there to enjoy the event itself.
Would you have any indication as to, like, what he looks like or... any features or anything?
I'm not thinking he's your type from these cards. He, you know, your first look at him, he may not be, you might not think he's the one.
Mm-hmm.
But upon further examination, you'll realize he's exactly perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy that you were with the 8 years, was he your type?
He was my type for the moment, yeah.
Okay, and again, you could see where that went.
Yeah.
So just know that, you know, he's a person you will be attracted to. There's a lot of chemistry there, but
okay.
It's
so
really,
it's a physical.
Soulmates have a heart, soul, mind, body connection. There's definitely that body. I mean, that sizzle, that chemistry, that sexual attraction is what keeps the fire going. You know, that's an important characteristic of soulmate love.
Yeah.
And it's definitely there. And actually, true soulmates really, really, really have, you know, such a fire between them.
And well, you said there's 30 of them, right? God brings 30
of them.
There's
about 30. God doesn't bring two in the same time. It would be chaos. I mean, it doesn't mean that, okay, I got a soulmate, I screwed it up, now I'm going to get another one. That's not how it works. You screw it up, you're not getting another one for a long time. If you, you know, so we need to really work at keeping our love soulmate. It's when we do our best and it just can't be maintained is when we have a right to leave it. That's karmically correct, and we would be granted another one. But it does take a little bit of time.
Was the one before that I missed, that was he a soulmate too, or...
He was too. He was a soulmate. You and the one you were with for 8 years started out as soulmate. It was a heart, soul, mind, body connection. But not all soulmates are meant to last forever. And if people won't heal their issues, it just doesn't stay soulmate.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
something for people to understand. Because it was a soulmate, that doesn't mean it's happily ever after. It means we have to really work at being the best people we can to maintain soulmate love. And that's where people are just too lazy or they're too dysfunctional or they won't stop judging their parents or give up their addictions and it doesn't maintain soulmate.
So the one coming up, he's, you see that one is a lasting.
Yes, because he's been working on his issues as well. That's why the more you can heal yours, you're telling the universe you want a healed person. But we also have to work at not playing the game of blemish. Some people like, you know, I'm gonna find love when I lose weight. I'm going to find it when I don't do this. And, you know, we're never going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And just trust that God knows the perfect time to bring a soulmate to you.
Do you know how I'm going to meet him by any chance?
Pretty much going about your life. You do have to get out there a little bit. You know, you
okay.
can't just sit home every day. Could be at work. I mean, that's a possibility. But the point is just letting the universe know we're looking lets them know, okay, I can bring it. She's ready.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not looking, it gives the universe the impression you're not ready.
And is it like a fast kind of thing where we meet each other and we're just, you know, we
That's
go forward?
Soulmates normally have that instant recognition factor.
Uh-huh.
And from day one, it's love. It's not a choice. It's, you know, you automatically have these feelings for this person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very strong. And with healed people, it progresses in the natural order. I met you. I love you. It's like love at first sight. It's so intense. And they maintain that. What happens is the unnatural course takes place after 3 to 6 months. The fear kicks in and they start undermining it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were once close and now you're not. That's unnatural. That's what the course of most love appears to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
So know that soulmate love is meant to come on strong and sustain itself, but it does take healing of issues.
Okay, so by this time next May, I should have met him already?
Absolutely. Again, get out there and do your part. Do your part.
Okay, I will.
Don't wait to be perfect. And remember, though everybody's sitting in front of their TVs every night and watching movies and computers, you know, God can't airdrop our lovers into our living room. We kind of have to get out there a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of people, where I get messed up is where I think I have to fix my finances and my work and be all, you know,
That's the game of blemish. We're looking for some reason why we're not perfect enough for love. And then other times we find it in the person. Well, he doesn't quite make the amount of money I wanted. He's not quite as tall as I wanted. That's another game of blemish. Stop. And the ironic part about it is people run from a higher love, from a blemish, but they'll stay in toxic love, throwing acid in each other's face for 50 years, and they never run. It's the absurd part of human nature.
Yeah.
So try not to play the game of blemish with him or with yourself. And be kinder to yourself than you are. Nobody is perfect enough for love if that's what we're going to look for. We're just never going to be perfect enough. And, you know, really being beautiful, thin, having the perfect amount of money, whatever, doesn't make people very lovable. You know, it's really more work on your inner self, your soul, your heart, you know, and that will bring you love and have fun finding it. You know, have fun. Don't look for it. Oh God, this I went out 3 dates and it wasn't the one. Have fun on those 3 dates. And even if he's terrible, just you know, laugh. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You know, life is pretty funny when we look at it with a different viewpoint.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, great. I'm looking
good
forward to
good luck to you, and thank you
meeting
for holding
him.
So Pete. And let us know. You can always call in and let us know when he comes.
Yes, I will. I'm just happy to eventually have a really happy life with someone, you know.
Right. And that is our birthright. God is the one who keeps bringing us soulmates. We're the ones who keep screwing it up.
So
we can't blame that one on God, you know.
Yeah, it's all us.
We have to kind of start taking some responsibility for it and realizing that we come from a lot of dysfunction, all of us, and we just have to try to break the patterns a little bit. And it is hard work. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
toxic love is the easy one. And if you want a toxic love, I'll take you to a bar right now. I'll find 50 guys that'll do that dance with you. If you want a man to fit a plan, your eggs are getting old, I'll go on Match.com, find 40 of those in a month. But soulmate,
yeah,
we really do have to just be a little patient.
And he's a good guy, right?
Oh, my God. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for sharing your story with us. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that could relate.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope they get helpful information from mine, you know, my reading. So, but thank you so
great
much.
And thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Okay, now Nicole's not here, so of course I'm moving over to a 516 number. That's a Long Island number. The last four digits are 4312. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello? Cindy, you're on the air. Oh, I guess I scared you off. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Okay, let me go over to another. Sometimes people don't want, they're just listening, and they don't necessarily want to be on the air. And since Nicole's not screening these, I can't tell that. Okay, I'm going over to an 818 number, 9332. Hi, Cindy, this is Cindy, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, who is this?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. And you're also calling from California?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I'm sure you had something on your mind because you've been waiting quite patiently for a long time yourself.
Yeah. I was wondering if you can tell me about any great things coming up as far as my career is concerned or a relationship, either one that you could see.
Oh, good. So you're in a position where anything goes and anything good can happen now. Those are the,
you know what? That sounds wonderful to me.
Okay, that's the best place in life to be. You know, there's no place worse than being stuck in a bad relationship and not knowing our way out. And this is a very good five-year period opening up for you. You are getting a lot of divine guidance. Are you hearing it or sensing it?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and some of it is asking you to not settle anymore. You really
mm-hmm
want that great career and that great relationship. You don't want just a job. You don't want just, you know, a man to fit a plan. So lots of changes are in your cards. Are you ready for that change?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, good, because you're at the right time in the right place. You have been married before?
Yes.
Okay, and you have children?
Yes.
Because there's children showing up in this cards, by the way. And there's a grandfather who passed away of them. Is your dad gone? Has your father crossed over?
No, not my father, but my
father. Your son's father has crossed over. Okay, because he's the one that's very much watching over you. He's very apologetic to you. Do you know why he'd say he's sorry?
No.
Would he want to be here to help you?
No, I don't know.
Okay, because
I never really knew the grandparents, you know.
Okay, and what's going on here is for you, just know that for your children's sake, you have to show them that we're never too old to reinvent ourselves, that love comes, we get a second chance at it, and you are reinventing yourself career-wise. What have you done in the past?
I've done so much stuff in the past, oh my goodness.
Right, and now you're trying to do something different?
Yes, I started doing something different, something that I would have never thought that I would be doing.
You're working on what, excuse me?
I've been working on a project since the end of last year, and I've invested a lot of time and stuff into it, and I was wondering if anything would be coming of it soon. I know
that
something
project
will.
Looks very, very promising. And is it something you're like self-employed doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because in this new millennium, most people are going to survive by being self-employed somewhere along the line. We can't wait for jobs to come to us or be created or somebody to give us a job. We have to start it on our own. And it looks really, really promising. Try not to worry. You're a little bit of a worrier. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this? If only I did this in the past. Try to live in the now because you've worked very hard at this project. Are you marketing the project now?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and because that's where the money's going to really come from. It looks really great here. And the project looks like you did do your homework, you did your inner work. And as far as a relationship comes, are you also, you know, you heard our caller before, are you doing anything to find this and help it manifest?
Yes, I am. And I was thinking today of whether or not I should make a move towards this particular person.
So there is a person in the cards here.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been just a little afraid to get yourself heard or get out there?
Well, I don't know if I'm necessarily afraid, but just want to make sure. I just feel sometimes you could do the right thing at the wrong time and it crumbles. Just want to make sure that the timing is right for me to put myself out there.
Okay, again, when we were talking with the last caller, if you're getting guidance and you're getting that sense it's the right time, it's the right time. And there's never going to be a perfect time in life for love to come in the door. I mean, when is life ever perfect? Everything's perfect, you know. And when if life were so perfect, maybe we wouldn't even want love at that point. But it's just that desire that you would like someone to recharge your batteries. And if there's someone brought in alignment with you that you're drawn to, you know, God, love comes from God. I think God knows what time it is on the planet, you know, and we have to start trusting that. And, you know, you look like you've not necessarily trusting your judgment at times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what makes us a little afraid because, you know, if we've ever fallen for the prince that becomes the beast, we're not so sure we're the best judge of character. But the man that's showing up in the pictures appears to be a very nice man. Have you known him for a while now?
You know what? Really, the only way I know him, I feel, is through a soul connection, through energy, but not necessarily on a physical level.
Okay,
you mean
and that sensing that you have a soulmate out there and that there's telepathic communication going on, I'm glad that you brought that up because there's very few callers that ever have acknowledged that. Soulmates are very telepathic, and that includes once they've met, prior to when they've met, and God forbid if one of them crosses over. You're beginning to sense that he's a very loving man, I hope. He's a very successful man.
Yes, he is.
It will change your entire life. He's also linked to this project here, so it's very much you marketing this project, meeting people and getting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably why the feelings that he's close are coming to you. And have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like? Because some of those thoughts are not going to come from yourself. They're going to come from those who have crossed over, who have picked this man for you, spirit guides who know who the man is. You may not know why you put a specific thing down, but when you meet him, you go, oh, my God, that's him. So have you done that writing down of what your ideal soulmate would be like?
Yes, I have. And what I did was I asked my spirit guides if they could show me who it was. And I received this message from this producer that I had been working with. And this person's name was in the message. And I'm like, okay, well, who is this person? And he said it as if it was somebody that I was supposed to know. And I'm like, I don't know him, but everybody knows him. But I'm like, okay, so who is this person? And I didn't actually take a moment to research and find out who this person was until maybe a couple of days later, although my spirit guides kept saying, look at him. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll look at him later. I don't know who this guy is, but I'll look at him later. And a couple of days later, I did take a look at him, and when I took a look at him, I mean, it's like instantly I felt the connection, like, oh, my goodness, this is him.
And have you done anything to follow up, contact him about your project or anything?
Well, today I made a connection with the person who had actually sent me the message before, and I said,
good.
I'm going to meet with you today at your studio. Would this person be there? The person that knows this person, the person that said something to you about this person, and he said, normally he is. If he is, I'll introduce you to him. And I said, okay, but it's not him. It's a connection through him, if that makes sense.
Right, exactly. And that's why you need to just keep following the connections, you know, following your leads, and just because that's how it sort of happens. It's just following your guidance. Because your cards, you're one of the most divinely guided people that I've seen. There's certain cards that show it. So, you know, follow those leads, follow your instincts. Your project looks very, very promising. It is actually your mission. It's actually something that would help, you know, humanity. I don't know if you realize that.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And soulmates usually are brought to help us with our projects that are for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
that's
works
why,
with Serena as well, the guy that I'm talking about, he actually works in this particular arena as well as a whole lot of other things, but he's a part of the industry, the entertainment industry that I'm looking to promote this project in.
Good. And that's why I said keep following it. Your project looks extremely lucrative and helpful. Love is on the horizon. And, you know, just keep following those leads because you really have very, very good cards, very positive cards. And I got the Queen of Cups and the King of Cups. That's the most loving, mature soulmate relationship in the cards. The man
wow,
else
I just
is
got
very.
That.
You got that too when you pulled your cards?
Just yesterday, when I was asking, I did a card, I did a reading, and I pulled that same exact card, the King of Cups. Yeah.
Right. And I got the Queen of Cups, which shows you're meant to be with him. And I don't usually tell people the specific cards that I'm pulling because, you know, they don't mean that much to people. But your spirit guides tell me, tell her. She'll know. She'll know what it means. She needs to hear what cards you've pulled. He makes very good money, this man, and he's very generous as well with his money.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. And
do you see any time frame of when I'll be meeting him, like in the physical?
It looks soon, I need to tell you. I mean, it's soon. So be ready, be prepared, and, you know, look your best, feel your best, and be confident that you have a lot of guidance coming your way.
Wow.
And good luck to you. I mean, I think you called it the day you needed to call, so I'm just glad that you got through tonight. And, you know, people have to believe in the divine timing of things. And even when, you know, people usually have to wait a while to get a reading with me now. And they'll always say, but I need it today. And I go, no, you don't need it today. You just opened a vortex to guidance. Now watch what happens in the next month. And by the time I read you, it's the right time. So you've been preparing for this reading to hear that he's right here, right near you, circling.
And it gives me confirmation that everything that you said about him is really confirmation that he is the one, really.
And that you're hearing it, seeing it, sensing it. And, you know, soulmates are usually foretold to us, either in a dream or a psychic reading or just we watch a movie and we go, oh, my God, I get it. That's what my life's going to be. Somehow it's shown to us before it happens. So that, and there's a reason for it. We then pay attention. Anytime anything is shown to us prior to, we really have to stop a moment and go, oh, my God, I got to pay attention to what's happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we trust our inner guidance, the more we will get it because we're listening.
Mm-hmm. So do you think I should become more aggressive?
I think you just need to lay back, be yourself, smile. You know, the greatest invitation to love is to be warm and loving first, not aggressive, but open, with an open heart. And, you know, be yourself and, you know, let him know you're single or whatever, but not, you know, we don't have to hit people over the head about it, but just kind of let him know you're available.
Okay. Absolutely.
You know, good luck to you, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us. You're just, Angie, you just have such a great beacon of light, and you were a pleasure to read. Your cards are beautiful. I need to see beautiful cards and beautiful future readings sometimes, you know?
Right, right. I understand. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Good luck to you, and thank you for calling in.
It's my pleasure. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a positive call. Now, I'm moving right along here. I promise I won't do the 516 number. I don't want to scare you off. Please keep on listening. Okay, I'm going to an 850 number. I'm not sure where that is, and maybe you could share where in the world you are. Hi, this is Cindy. Hi, you're live on the air. Hello? Oh, hung up. I'm sorry. I guess this person didn't want to be picked up. It's very hard.
No. I'm here.
Oh, you're good. Hello? I'm sorry, because you know what? Usually Nicole's doing this, and I don't know if sometimes people, she screams them. I'm like, okay, don't scare people off. Okay, where are
I'm
you
sorry.
Calling from? And we're glad to hear a man. We love when the men call in. And where are you calling from?
All right, great. My name is Jordan. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Okay, from Las Vegas. Why don't you share your story with us or what you want guidance on? Because the women love to hear a man calling in.
Well, I don't have any love stories. I'm not looking for love at the moment. So I'm hoping you don't have anything to tell me about that. But I am looking for something about maybe my career path, school. You know, I just started
a new
life.
Oh, good.
We
love that, too.
Here.
You just moved here. Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you're at that point where you've got a lot of big decisions to make. The first card that I got was the Justice card, that you, in the laws of karma, you are where you belong right now. And, you know, are you planting roots? Are you trying to do that right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because, you know, once we make a move, we have to kind of stick our 2 feet in there and see what's there. You're supposed to be a man who makes, you know, good money in your life. Do you have a career now?
I actually just resigned from a career. Well,
okay.
It could have been a career.
Okay, and you know it was, we don't have to sell our soul for money, nor do we have to stay where we're unhappy. Have you figured that out?
Yes, I have. That's why I left.
Okay, good, because, you know, anytime, sometimes people have to learn, you know, different lessons. And one of them is we have to follow our passions and we have to stop believing that it's a bad economy and that I should be grateful I have a job. It's nice to be thankful, but if it's really not a job you're meant to do, it was time for you to leave. You have a grandfather who passed away, don't you? He could be a great grandfather. He was an older man when you were little. Do you know who that is?
Gosh, no, I don't.
Who's passed away. There's a man who's watching over you very much and saying that you always had a lot of courage when you were little. It took courage to do what you did, to leave your job. And
yes, it did.
It took a lot of courage, okay? Fear would have kept you there. Fear, like maybe I won't get another job, maybe I'm making a mistake. And it was after you left that job that then you made the move to Las Vegas. Is that what's happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. And do you want to work in the casinos or something here, or do you want to do something else in Las Vegas?
I actually prefer to do something else, not in the casinos. But I would do the casinos, but no.
No, good, because it's not there. I'm saying I hope you didn't move here to go work in the casinos, because I'm not seeing that here at all. Okay, but what I'm seeing is that, you know, you're going to, are you putting out resumes now? Are you job hunting now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you make a good appearance and you're well-spoken. You're an older soul. Older souls have a lot of humility. They don't market themselves well. And they sometimes don't do as well in interviews as they could.
Okay.
You need to practice your interview skills, which means, you know, think about the answers to questions. So when you go in there, you're not just, like, stunned by the question. And because you're supposed to make a lot of money in your life and be a person who makes it in a way that you love. I got the card that when you're a man at the end of your life, you're supposed to feel like you've accomplished everything you wanted.
That's
Did you
exactly
originally
how I wanted
have a career that you wanted to do?
Yes, at first I wanted to get into law and then eventually become a judge. But now I'm kind of steering towards business, owning my own businesses.
Okay, it's funny because the first card I got for you was the Justice card.
Yeah.
You could have made a good lawyer, and you could have made a good judge, for sure. But the next cards that I'm getting is the King of Money, which is the King of Pentacles, and that's usually a person who owns his own business. And, again, that takes, you know, sometimes we're thinking, oh, we need somebody to give us a job, but eventually starting your own business is important. You don't want to try to start that now?
I would love to, but I don't think I could do it right now. I'm still in school.
Okay. And are you studying business now?
I am studying business.
Okay. Because you are, you know, business is important. You're going to make good money in it. Again, it could just be training you to start your own business. Try not to think of, you know, oh, my God, I don't have the money to start. I don't have this, I don't have that. You know, a lot of businesses can be started on a shoestring or a small business loan. But try to figure out what field of business you would want to do. Are you working on that now?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, because you have are you in an MBA program at this point?
No, I'm not yet, but I just have a couple years, 2 years.
And then you want your MBA? Is that what you're going to work for?
That's correct.
Okay, good. And you have a very good five-year period, and pretty much anything you want is yours. You know, going for that business degree, doing your best looks very important, but you have to be a little bit patient now because you are in school. Do you have a job now, a part-time job, to help you, you know, with your expenses?
No, I don't. I would love one, though.
Okay, again, maybe you could think about what you can do with the skills you already have and maybe a small business. You'd be surprised at the internet and lots of things. You might be able, if you thought outside the box, what skills you have, because older souls tend to take their skills for granted. Just because you can do something doesn't mean other people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So think about what you could be doing, you know, whether it's tutoring or something. But you could have your own little business now if you wanted it.
Really?
A little bit thinking outside of the box. You know, I've always worked for myself, always. And I've created jobs out of the air with not a lot of money. It's always been my skills. You know, you can't outsource certain skills. So think about what skills you have that can't be outsourced that you can do now and work at that, because that's really where the money is there, and it will also help you later on with your business skills. So think about that a little bit. You know, keep putting your resumes out and things like that. But if you want to be in business, try to get a job that will, if you're going to work for somebody, that will help you learn the business field.
Yeah, actually, you know, what I kind of want to own, I've been applying for that same position in management, because I just left the management position. So I have the skills for management, or to actually to manage a place, to manage somewhere that has more than 20 employees. So that's what I've been focusing on, but it's something that I'm interested in right now.
And that would be important, because if you're in management and you get an MBA, that means that you could be a CEO or something, you know. You could move yourself into really, you know, managing a huge corporation or a big thing or whatever you want to do, or owning your own business would be great too. But again, that's good skills. And you have a very good five-year period here. You're not due for negative wake-up calls. Stop buying that it's a bad economy. You know, when people say it's a bad economy, then God says, okay, it is for you. I'm not giving you any work or money. The rest of us, you know, I'm an old soul. Work finds me. I don't have to find work. It lands on my doorstep. You have to understand that there's no shortage of work on this planet, and that if you have management skills, a lot of people don't have those. But I am seeing a wonderful five-year period, money good, eventually you with a nice family life in the future. And,
okay.
You know, nothing bad, but I'm glad you walked away from that other job, because that was making money for the devil. Do you think God wants you to make money for the devil?
No.
Those people are not good. Are you aware of that?
I am fully aware. There were some things that were going on that I'm just, everything's coming out to the surface now, coming up to the surface, and I'm starting to realize a lot of things about it.
And you were divinely guided to get out of there, you know?
Oh, yeah. One question, though, that I do have
sure.
is, would you happen to see any source of income coming within the next week or two?
Okay. Again, that's asking for God to instantly manifest wealth. What can you do in the next week or two to make money?
Is that a question I need to ask myself and answer myself?
Right. In other words, you know, good fast money comes from certain sources, and you know, is there something you could do immediately to get some money? And you know, normally God can't just drop money into our lap. And you know, of course, is there jobs? You know, is there a help wanted sign hanging up? Is there something that you can do right now? Because I'm not seeing in the next 2 weeks money falling into your lap. I'm seeing there's a potential for you to earn it or make it. But are you in between semesters now?
No. Well, I started June 4th.
Okay, so you have a few weeks that you can make some money?
Yeah. So I was
wondering,
if I would be able to get employment, you know, within the next...
I've seen you, God knows you need the money. Just, I see a job coming, but I didn't see it, like, dropping into your lap, like you're not winning lotto tomorrow. And don't go to the casinos, because, you know, believe me, I don't see the Wheel of Fortune spinning here. If you want to lose money, go to the casinos. You got to, you know, be in it to lose it, you know. But, you know, I really do see you getting a job. So, again, try to get out there as soon as possible. And money isn't going to be an issue all of your life. You're going to be a person who makes very good money. It's just
okay.
the way it is. You know, that it's just the way it is. Well, good
okay.
luck to you. And you have a very good future ahead of you. Just keep being hardworking and disciplined and, you know, keep that ultimate goal of making good money, staying in business. And what you learn from your last job is if you're going to have a business, you want one that pays people well. They deserve that when they work hard, don't you think?
Exactly.
Tell God you want to be a boss, own a business, because you want to be one of those employers who is loyal to their employees, who knows they
exactly.
need health insurance, who knows they need to be paid well.
Exactly.
And that's God's goal, that all of us be, you know, the good people don't seem to own enough businesses. So, you know, we need more good people owning businesses.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well,
good luck
to
you, and thank you for sharing, you know, your little tale with us, and thanks for, you know, not hanging up on me.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
Good luck to you. Bye.
Okay,
I'm going over to a 614 number. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Cindy. It's Abby. I want to end the show on a bad note because everyone.
No, Abby. I knew it was you. It's not a bad note. We're so glad you called in, my dear. Now, Abby has had a hard time. She's lost a baby, and she's just fell in love with the wrong guy. And Abby has a heart of gold, and anybody who ever would know her would love her. And Abby, I just picked a soulmate card. You're due for a soulmate.
I need one. It's not that I'm looking for love necessarily, which I would love, but it's more companionship and friendship and someone that will be true and honest with me.
And God may first bring you a good soulmate girlfriend, you know, a friend, someone who's there that shows you how when people love you, they treat you. You have a very good 5-year period opening up here. You being loved, you know, I know your children that you have are important to you. Them coming back to you in a loving way. You having another baby in the future, because I know that you love being a mom. That's you.
No, most definitely. And you're so right that I was dreaming about my baby that I just lost 6 months before I ever even met his father. So I was dreaming about him before he was ever even conceived. So... You know,
and that same soul does want to be born to you, but with a soulmate father and a good father and one who wants to support it, one who wants to support you. You don't have any bad cards, Abby, except what's going on in your own head. You're beating yourself up a lot.
you're your own worst enemy. And again, we had talked about those listeners who are not familiar with Abby's story. You know, you have some abandonment issues. We all do. But you have a lot of spirit guides surrounding you. You have a lot of angels. Your son that you lost is near you. You're not alone. You just happen to have been a person who has not picked the world's best men in your life. Are you aware of that?
Right. They all start out okay. I mean, you know, like
the... You know, the princes that become the beast. We know that one.
Right.
This time we want the prince who stays the prince. But before God can bring that, we kind of have to rescue ourselves. You know, what Abby needs to learn is that Abby has everything she needs to survive all by her naked self. That's the card I got, the World card. And that when we rescue ourselves, that's when the prince comes.
Okay.
And are you starting to come to that place of self-love where you love yourself?
Right. Yeah, I am. It's just I've been having a really hard time with losing my son. And, you know, I just... It doesn't feel so much like he was my son. It feels like more like, you know, like my soulmate. Like I lost, like, part of me, you know, like...
Right, and he was a soulmate. You know, you were gifted with a being that's very telepathic with you. There are many kinds of soulmates. There are soulmate friends. And he is that to you. And he's the one who's going to gift you with a soulmate lover, because love always comes from someone we've loved who has crossed over. And he's going to bring that to you. Are you seeing your other children? Are they living with you now?
They're with me half the time, and they just don't understand because, you know, I'm just very, very depressed about it. But we spend time together, but they, you know, they're sad about their brother, but they don't understand it very well because they never got to see him, you know, so they don't really understand. The hardest thing, I think, and... is that the father of the baby has never acknowledged the death of the baby, and he has two children of his own, and I don't think he even told his other two children that they have a brother that has passed.
And again, he probably won't. And, you know, this was a wake-up call for you. You found out what this man's colors were through the loss of this baby and through the pregnancy. You found out this man was the beast. Up until that moment, you still thought he was a prince. And you can bless your son for revealing the true colors of his father. And though it hurts to have lost him and your son at the same time, in the future, you're young now, and if you could see that, you're going to be with a wonderful man in the future and have that wonderful life. Something you could never have with the guy that didn't acknowledge his child. He's not a nice person. I hope you realize that. He's mean. He didn't even help you with the hospital or the doctor.
I don't know if he's
going
to watch you. How do you know?
Hello?
Hello?
Abby, are you still on? I don't know who we're talking to now.
Yeah, I'm not sure who else is on the other line either. I'm not sure who that is.
I don't
know
either. Okay, I don't know. That was pretty strange, but that wasn't you.
No, that was not me. I'm by myself.
Okay, good. I was like, and I'm by myself too.
No. I think the thing that's starting to concern me is that I'm getting very, very angry about the way he treated me and disrespected, you know, our son and
I'm thinking for once in your life you're not turning the anger inward till you're so depressed. You have a right to be angry at him, and you have a right to write a letter to him. Whether you give it to him or not is not the answer, but the anger is the right response. I want you to love yourself the way you love your daughter. If a man did this to your daughter, how angry would you be?
Right, and I even went to court to get an order of paternity because he still refuses to admit this is his son, and the judge denied it and said that my baby is not a viable human being. That's what she
well,
said.
Because they rule it if it's it's I think five 20 weeks or something.
Right, and I was just you know below that. So, but I just don't understand how. I mean, it's just kind of like an insult to say that it wasn't a human being. So I get frustrated.
Right. And again, you have a right to be angry, and I'm glad to hear that you're finally acknowledging that. And get the anger out and find the peace inside of yourself that's yours. You are a very loving person, and, you know, I'm glad that you're angry. That I've been waiting to hear you say I'm angry at this man.
No, and I am, but I just don't know how to handle it because I don't know what to do. But I, you know, I want, he just ignores me, so I don't bother.
If you write him a letter, you don't have to give it to him. It just gets it out. His soul will hear it, and you'll feel a little bit at peace. And you know, you have a soulmate coming in the future. Just don't give up hope and faith.
Okay. And I won't ask for an exact date, but, I mean, is it in the near future?
Right. But first you just need to stand on your own 2 feet without a man, because somehow women believe any man, deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating, is better than standing on our own 2 feet. You need to stand on your own 2 feet a little bit, and then God will bring him. Because, you know, we have to, again, you have to rescue yourself at this moment. And
right.
That's the hard part. We all have to come to that moment where no prince or princess is going to rescue us. We're responsible for rescuing ourselves, and that's a really hard lesson. But once we learn that, life gets a lot better.
Okay. All right.
Well, good luck to you. We're over the show limit, and I have to, unfortunately, hang up before they hang up on me. Thank you for joining us. Oh, no, please call in, and I'm so glad to hear your voice. And, you know, I love you. You're just a wonderful girl, and I will pray for you that you get the love that you really, really deserve.
Well, thank you, and congratulations again on your wedding. I hope you guys
enjoy. Oh, thank you so much. And see what a kind person you are. In your sorrow, you always congratulate me on my good fortune. And that's the kind of people we love, people who don't love misery.
Well, thank you very much again. I really appreciate it. You really give me hope. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, Abby, and God bless. Bye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for joining our show. And next week, we hope Nicole will join us. Bye.